Luke chapter number 19, verse number 1. Stand with us. Let's honor the Bible. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. Father, as humble as we know how, we thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Father, we thank you this morning for these that are bound with us. We ask you, dear God, that if they be one here, Lord, with a need in their heart, Lord, we pray, God, that you'd supply it today. We ask you now to go with us in the service, anoint us afresh with fresh oil, and give us power, Lord, to preach your word. Lord, give us spirit one more time. We ask you, Father, to have your way with us now. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm thankful this morning that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn us. Amen. I'm glad that he didn't do that. You find often in the Bible several places where mainly the religious people, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Jew, oftentimes they would condemn folks. And how you find it here in the text when the Bible said, and when they saw it, they all murmured, and that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Yeah. You remember the Bible tells us that Mary had came to anoint the feet of Jesus, Mary Magdalene. And evidently in Mary's life that her reputation wasn't the best of all women, and they condemned her. You remember the Bible tells us that they had brought a woman before the Lord that they had caught in the very act of adultery. They came and brought that woman in hopes that Jesus would condemn her. And because they had already judged her, and they come to condemn her. They didn't want to help her. They come to condemn her. And the Bible said when Jesus got through with them that they all had turned and left. And the Bible said that Jesus asked the woman, where are thine accusers? And she said, I have none. And he said, neither do I condemn thee. He said, go and sin no more. And he didn't come into the world to condemn the world. The Bible said the one time that there was a woman at the well, and she had been married five times, and the one that she was living with was not her husband. And you remember the disciples, how when they saw him talking to that woman and knowing her condition, and right off they're wanting to condemn her. But Jesus never did condemn that woman. He saved that woman. He did not come. The Bible said in John chapter number 3, he said that he came not to condemn the world, but he come that the world through him might have life. What a refreshing thought this morning, there being no condemnation. Isn't that wonderful that we have a Savior that did not come to condemn us, but rather he came to save us, to save us of our sin. And you know, this morning we read to you about a man here that was a Jew, and his job that he chose was to gather the taxes for the Roman government. And they were known as publicans. Sometimes in the eyes of the Jew,
They were seen as traitors, those that had sold themselves out to the Romans. And so they were literally left alone. They were shunned by the Jewish community. Don't you know that Zacchaeus, when he first took that job, don't you know that he felt good about it, and that he felt that this would be an opportunity for him to get rich and for him to have a better life. And but you know, as time went on, greed began to set up because of his shunning of the Jewish people. And greed set up, and self-centeredness set up, and his attitude changed towards his people. And he found himself friendless, and he couldn't have any fellowship with the Jewish people there. His own family had forsaken him, as David, the King David, felt. And he penned down the words when he said, "My familiar friends and family have all forsaken me." I'm going to tell you this morning, there are times in life where we all feel that way. I remember when I was in high school, and I had a friend. I'm telling you, he was a dear friend of mine. He was my friend, my best friend, all the way through high school. And we thought that perhaps when we got out of high school, we thought we'd just travel the world over and just be good friends a lifetime. But God had different plans for my life, unbeknown unto me. And I met my wife, and I married, and I separated from him. But he never got over it. He got so mad at me, and until he just wouldn't have anything to do with me anymore. And it broke my heart. And when he began to separate himself from me, I didn't think I'd done anything wrong. You would have thought that your best friend would have said, "Congratulations. I'm so proud that you're getting married." You'd have thought that, but it didn't go that way. It broke my heart. And I want to tell you, sometimes in life, we're like Zacchaeus, we feel like we've been forsaken, and nobody really cares. And that's exactly how Zacchaeus felt. And the Bible said now that he was rich and a publican and separated from his people. And the Bible then tells us that he heard that Jesus was passing by. And the only hope that he had for things to get better, the Bible said that he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and in hopes that he could make a friend. That's what he is wanting to do. He thought for sure that if he could get to know Jesus, that he'd have a friend, and only one friend. And when you think about it, the Bible said now, because Zacchaeus was a man of little stature, he is kind of like myself, and he is just a short feller, and he couldn't look over the press. And the Bible said he saw what direction that the Lord is going in. And he saw a sycamore tree. And I want to tell you, the effort, it takes an effort to be somebody. The Bible said if you want to have friends, to show yourself friendly, it makes an effort to be somebody. Now, if you don't want to be anybody, then just do nothing, and you'll just fall by the wayside. But he saw the Lord headed towards that sycamore tree. And the Bible said he ran to that tree and climbed up in the tree in hopes that the Lord would pass by. And sure enough, here come the Lord and come by that tree. Now, you may be here this morning, and you may feel like nobody cares, or that nobody knows where you're at. And when I mean that, I'm not saying here at Antioch sitting on a pew. I'm talking about where you're at in your life, and where, what's happening, what's going on in your life this morning. And I'll tell you, the Lord knows today, and he knows the place where you're at. Amen. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus came to the place, amen, he knows the place where you're at today, and he knows just where you're at in life, and And he's passing by this morning. And he wants to be your friend. And he wants to be a guest. Hallelujah. He's a guest of sinners this morning. A friend. Amen. Of sinners. The Bible said that Jesus, when he came to that tree, he stopped. Now, can you imagine a man as prominent at the time as Jesus was? The Bible said that they were, he could not get to the Lord for the press. And there was a throng there, multitudes of folks. And don't you imagine what it must have, the thoughts that must have run through Zacchaeus' mind. That if the Lord would be my friend, then because of his friends, they'd be my friends. And if the Lord could just understand me, then the folks would understand me, and I could have a fresh start. And I'm going to tell you this morning, we're there today. We're in that place, amen, where we feel like that nobody cares about us anymore. At one time, you may have been surrounded by friends, but life has and takes a toll on us from time to time. Yeah. Sometimes we say things. Sometimes other people say things, and they'll depart, and we'll depart, and our attitudes get bad, and we'll walk away. We find ourselves alone. But I'm telling you this morning, he that has the Lord, amen, will never be alone. Sister Joan mentioned this morning, never have felt alone since the Lord come in. I'm glad this morning, amen, that he's a friend that'll stick closer to you than a brother. When nobody else will understand you, he'll understand you. My very own family, because I'm a preacher, I've got family members that look at me different because I'm a preacher. And I don't like that. Amen. I love them. For some reason or another, they shun me. And because I'm a preacher. Just because I'm a preacher. Reckon what they would have done if I'd have been an alcoholic. I'd a whole lot rather be a preacher than an alcoholic. I wonder if they'd come around and sat down with me and drank with me until we just got drunk together. And that's probably what that'd do. But because I'm a preacher, they don't want anything to do with me. Just because I'm a preacher, of all things, I'd rather have a preacher come to my house than a drunk or a dope head. And you, but they'll turn away. But I tell you, there's one, hallelujah, that'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he'll be a guest in your own home this morning. Ooh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. The Bible said Jesus stopped at his tree where he was and said, Zacchaeus, now listen to what he said. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. He said, for today I must abide at your house. Amen. Now that's according to how you read that, how you get the interpretation of it. It almost make you sound like whenever you read that, Zacchaeus made the initiation by climbing that tree for Jesus, to invite Jesus to come to his house. But what happened was this was the very reason that Jesus passed by. Amen. Was for Zacchaeus. And he said, I must abide at your house. You're the one, hallelujah, that I came here for. Amen. And I've come to be your guest. Well, now. You mean you're coming to my house? Come on down, Zacchaeus. I must go to your house. And the Bible said that here they sayers, you know how they are. You remember what the Bible said in, I believe, the 15th chapter of John, I think it was. You remember, or Luke, where he says the Pharisees, they looked at him and said, he goes home with sinners. He's a friend of the sinners. I'm going to tell you, thank God this morning that he's a friend of a sinner. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that he didn't wait for us to get good before he'd become our friend. Amen. For Amen. God commendeth his love toward us, him that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes. Amen. He has shed his love and gave his blood. Amen. For the remission of our sin, of that he can take the poor and make them rich. Amen. The Bible said, he who was rich become poor, that we who are poor might be rich. Amen. I tell you, you can be rich with a dollar bill in your pocket. Amen. You can be rich, amen, this morning driving a 1970 model car. As long as Jesus is with you, he'll make you rich. The Bible said, now they said he's going home to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. That's what he come for this morning, to be your friend. He's my Savior and he can be yours. But he wants to be your guest in your life, in your house. Talking about right here. He wants to be the guest in your life this morning. He wants to be your friend. Don't you want him? Abraham was known as the friend of God. Yeah. The father of faith. The friend of God. The Bible said, now the Lord goes in to Zacchaeus' house and he makes the difference.
Yes.
He said, behold, Lord, he said, half my goods I give to the poor.
Yes.
He said, if I've taken any thing from any man by false accusation, and he did, and he did.
Yeah.
He said, I'll give them back fourfold.
Yeah.
If I took a dollar, if I stole a dollar from them, so I'll give them four back.
Yeah.
Now you think about the heart of Zacchaeus for just a little while. When Jesus came in, he completely changed Zacchaeus' heart and his life and attitude. This morning, that's what the Lord wants to do for you.
Sure. Amen.
The other day, I was looking around at the world, and I tell you, our world's in bad shape.
Yes, it sure is.
I would have never thought there'd be so much murdering going on. And what about the little girls that get stolen by people all the time in sex trafficking?
Right.
Is that not sad? When I was growing up, we never heard of that.
No.
We heard of somebody getting shot every once in a while way off somewhere. But now it's just right here.
Amen.
We never heard about little girls being kidnapped or little boys being kidnapped and taken off and sold for sex slaves or in the drug cartels.
Right.
We never heard of that.
No.
We never saw any of that stuff. And we live in a day now to where nothing really surprises me anymore. But I was looking at the situation, and then I look at the condition and the welfare of the people in our great nation and the poor that chooses that way. They choose that way.
Yeah.
Opportunities there, but drugs have just pulled them over into poverty.
Yeah.
They thought that they were going to have a high life, but it brought them down the low road.
That's right.
And now I look at them, and I'm thinking, Lord, and just for a little bit, I got to feeling like I was better than them. I got to feeling like I was better. And that my life is better than them. And then it didn't take me just a minute for the Lord to say, had it not been for my grace, that'd be you. That'd be you. That'd be you. And I'm reminded again that Jesus did it all. If there's any good in us, it's because of God. It's not because you've been, that you have arrived somewhere. It's because God put you in that place. When you were saved, God graced you with all and loathed you with all the benefits. He had taken that old crazy mind that we had
and he put it in a straight line to think right and to make right decisions in life and to choose those good ways of the Lord. That's all God. Amen. It wasn't anything. I promise you, if it wasn't for the Lord, I'd be a dope head and a drunk. That's the road I was headed. And you'd be just as sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
You'd be just as sorry.
Right.
But one day Jesus saw my place.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And he came to the tree where I was at. He said,
yes.
William,
yes.
You've got to come down.
Yes.
Get out of your pride. Yes. You're too high and mighty. Yes. You need to come down. He said, for I must be a guest at your house today. And he's moved in,
yeah.
And he's been there ever since.
Amen.
And if it's gotten better, it's because of the guest, the Lord Jesus. This morning, while we get a song ready,